We're back for more gutter. God, Jesus. How many gutters are we doing at the moment? I'm losing the will to live for transfer rumours. I think we did three shows last week. Were you any of you on them with me?
I was on the first one where we were a bit morose and a bit anti-FSG.
We can do a bit of that today, why not? FSG always love to listen in and hear this sort of stuff. That's Kev Walsh you can hear, sticking it to FSG early doors. Also here to add their valued opinions of Sean Bennett and Mo Stewart. You know what? As the days are passing, it's part of the sort of LFC transfer fetishist nation are getting more and more, what's the word, pessimistic, because people like Karl Markham was quoted yesterday as saying, the PA news agency understands that it is unlikely there will be further additions to the squad following the 36 million arrival of centre-back Ibrahima Konate. Karl Markham there, Jurgen Klopp's favourite boy in the press conferences, saying no new signings, but I don't think so. Mel Reddy doesn't think so. She says Liverpool are actively looking at recruiting in midfield and attack. I'm with Mel. I'm team Mel. And there's a rumour that's come out in the last few days, which I fucking love, because it's a Mazzy signing rumour. Chiesa. What's his first name? Oh, Federico. Yeah, something like that.
Federico.
Fred, to his mates at Juve. The report that came out in La Repubblica in Italy is that Juve have turned down a €100 million offer from Liverpool. €100 million. According to Gazzetta dello Sport and La Repubblica, in fact, Juve have rejected Liverpool's 100 million bid for the Italian starlet, who is not for sale at any price. Sky Sports have actually confirmed Liverpool's interest in the winger. They say they're confirming it, but they also say that Liverpool consider that the 23-year-old is far too expensive to pursue currently. Jesus wept. €100 million offer, just like that, Mo. I choose to believe this 100%. What about you?
And why wouldn't you, Rob? Everything about you says that you want to believe this. And I want to believe it, but unfortunately, it's highly likely that it's not true, to be honest with you. If we rewind the clock back 12 months, we were talking about Chiesa then, and the price was probably around half of that. And we were saying it was probably too expensive. Well, I say we. I think I was on the train. In fact, I know I was on the train.